Good evening. This is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the Q3 2016 results of Astaldi. At the end of the presentation, a Q&A session will follow. Now I would like to leave the floor to Mr. Filippo Sinelli, CEO of Astaldi Group. Mr. Sinelli, the floor is to you.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank you all right at the outset for attending and for listening to the presentation on the Q3 2016 results of the Astaldi Group. You may have received the presentation, and on page four, you see a summary of the pillars of our strategy plan. I would like to remind you very briefly that in May last, during the disclosure of our strategy plan, we mentioned the three pillars that are the sustainable growth, a stronger financial structure, and more operational discipline. These are the three pillars of our strategy plan that are closely intertwined and linked, of course, between them. Just to brush up what I said about these three pillars, I'd like to point out that by sustainable growth, we mean refocusing our business on EPC contracts. As we pointed out, we'll be privileging tenders that award contracts on the basis of criteria other than the lowest price. A new approach to concession is the so-called capital-light approach, which implies a lower stake in the SPV and a much greater stake in the construction joint venture. The second or another element for sustainable growth is the geographical diversification. That is something that we want to retain, and as you're going to hear in a minute, we'll go back to it. We have devoted the utmost attention to try and diversify our risk exposure and reduce it to the minimum. The second pillar was a strengthening of our financial structure, which implied a number of items, a number of factors. That is to say, asset disposal, concession assets disposal, reduction of working capital, reduction of net debt, and then investments that will be made only if they fit with our financial structure. The third pillar was strengthening our operational structure. These were the three pillars that we announced when we presented the strategy plan 2016-2020 to the market. This is why I would like to start with this slide again to make this presentation, because the future direction that the group will follow is provided for by our strategy plan. As you are going to hear during the presentation, all the steps that were made over the past few months follow this direction. On page five, I've highlighted a number of the milestones of our strategy. As I said in August during the conference call, we focused very much on our, let's say, industrial activity, as we call it, which has led to an increase of the working capital and an increase of our net debt, as we already pointed out. We also pointed out that that was something that we expected, that was something that we had factored in our strategy plan, and that starting from Q3, a reversal of the trend would materialize. Just to remind you, the four major steps or the four major milestones of our plan. March 2016, discontinuity in continuity. This is our slogan that we use. This means some of the strategic choices that had been made in the previous strategy plan were not repeated in the new strategy plan, I'm referring to concessions in particular. So by March 2016, we had completed the one of the Tuscany hospitals. We completed the new police officers academy in Florence. Then in May 2016, as I said, we disclosed our strategy plan, the new strategy plan 2016-2020, and in May we already sent a clear sign to the markets, because of course refocusing the corporate business took some time, but this is exactly what we did, and the contract we signed to construct the world's largest optical telescope in Chile is a clear sign that we sent to the markets. Then, of course, we started being more aggressive with our commercial activity, and I'll be back to it in a minute when illustrating the results achieved so far. And then another project that we completed is the Izmit bridge on the Gabit-Izmir highway that was opened again in June 2016. Then we opened the third Bosphorus bridge in August 26th. That was the day we inaugurated this bridge. Those were important projects. They were under concession, of course, but they contributed greatly to the development of the group. And then, I already mentioned the third bridge of the Bosphorus, but in September, we signed the contract to build the Brennero Tunnel in Italy. That was another major contract for the group, following the new approach, focusing on EPC contracts. But what happened in the past 9 months? Q3 shows a very interesting results. First of all, revenues have reached 2.15 billion, up 4.1% year on year, which means that compared with June, we grew by 750 million euro. As you might know, Q4 is generally better than Q3, and this is why it's fair to say that the target of our strategy plan for a full year 2016 is confirmed, which means that our revenues will exceed 3 billion by December 2016. In September 2016, our EBIT amounted to 242 million, margin 11.3%, perfectly in line with our expectations and our forecasts. Both EBIT and EBITDA figures are, as I said, in line with our strategy plan targets. The operating result is 78.8 million, up 4.7% year on year. Please remember that the net profit is also related to the proceeds from the disposal of A4, so from 78.8, we actually have to consider 58 or odds, if I remember correctly. But what I believe deserves the utmost attention is our order backlog. Over the past 9 months, we were awarded 2.5 billion new orders, of which most of them are EPC contracts. And still on page 6, what happened with our financial structure? First of all, we managed to improve our net working capital substantially. From 1.010 billion in June 2016, we are down to 916 now, which means a reduction by 9.3%, which is a sizable reduction of our net working capital, Both this figure is impacted by the bridge agreement that we signed in Canada, but it was also impacted by the good cash generation by our construction business that contributed to the improvement of our net working capital. And again, this is the result of the work carried out by our tax-dedicated task force that focused on the improvement of the corporate processes as well. And then we also managed to reduce our net debt as a consequence of all the processes I've just described. Our net debt dropped from 1.4 billion in first year after 2016 to 1.2 billion. Well, how was this reduction possible? Well, this is not just the result of the proceeds derived from the disposal of A4 Holding, but again, we have managed to improve substantially the cash flow generated by our orders. So 110 million come from A4 Holding, but roughly 40 million come from our orders, which means that the trend has been reversed indeed. This means that we are now much more well off as far as our cash flow is concerned. Another element that pertains to the strengthening of our financial structure relates to asset disposal. And I'll go back to all these items later on. But besides the disposal of A4 Holding that, as I said, generated the proceeds that we cashed in early September, we have received a number of additional assets like we have received the show interest for other assets like hospitals in Tuscany, the hospital in Chile, Felix Born Hospital in Chile. So there are negotiations ongoing on Chacalis. So this means that we have made some steps forward that make us confident that we'll be able to reach a deal in short time. Please remember that one common element of the past 9 months was the renegotiation of the covenants. I like to remind you of the renegotiation of the covenants with our banks. And banks have always supported us. Well, the renegotiation, I was saying, of the covenants was key for us. And it was done in June, it was completed in June. But these covenants were renegotiated for the whole of the strategy plan, and not just for 1 year or 18 months. And this provides us with a lot of flexibility. But now I would like to go back to the sustainable growth, which implies refocusing our business, that is to say, attention to the investments that we make, and the refocusing of the business is mainly accounted for by the acquisition of EPC contracts. Please remember that concession contracts have contributed greatly to the development of the group, also at managerial level. And thanks to our competence and skills in this business, we have managed to be awarded also construction contracts. We have become market leaders. We are well recognized as market leaders, so the investment we made on concession was and proved to be a very valuable investment for the company. So we have set a target of above 3 billion revenues for full year 2016. Currently, we are at 2.2 billion. As already pointed out, Q4 generally outperforms Q3, and this is why we are confident that that target will be achieved. But the factors that have substantially contributed to this result are areas like Turkey, Canada, Poland, and Chile, as well as Russia. In Russia, we are going to start to open the VHSD project that is now completed and will be inaugurated December next. So the company is focusing very much on the projects under development and all the deadlines are being honored. But another factor that contributed greatly, that was already part of our sustainable growth plan, and it's also one of the strengths of our group, besides the geographical diversification, is also our order backlog. Our order backlog has always had a book-to-bill ratio above one. And again, considering the results achieved so far, we are confident that we'll be able to retain and this result and maintain and achieve this, the full year target. Our portfolio, our order backlog is currently three times the value of our revenues. And moving on to page 8, referring back to our order backlog, the new orders that we acquired over the past 9 months, that is to say 2.5 billion euros, 2 billion refer to construction contracts. Please remember that these construction contracts are already in place, so the construction areas have been already provided to us in most of the cases. For instance, in Chile, we have a strong presence there, and we are leveraging on our presence. So we have a project that will generate roughly 900 million for us. And then the US and Canada, here we have, of course, the impact of the bridge agreement, roughly $150 million, plus other minor contracts that we acquired in the US. And then we have Italy, of course. And I already referred to the Brennero Tunnel project, and then Poland. Poland refers to the project to develop, to construct highways there. As for Chile, Chile refers to the Felix Hospital, because the financing process was completed recently. So. But the most important part of this slide is the right part that refers to the options in construction, options that we have in the pipeline, but that are very, very likely to materialize for a total of 4 billion. These are all tenders where we have received a temporary award or a definitive award already, waiting only for the client to deliver us the areas, or tenders where we are the preferred bidders. And I would like to mention in this regard small contracts that we've been awarded in Sweden, and as we are going to hear in a minute, Sweden is one of the geographies where we are focusing increasingly because of the risk, the country-related risk is low. Together with a Turkish partner with whom we have developed other projects in Poland, we've been awarded a contract, 36 million euro. We have a 50% stake, which is, however, a meaningful step for us because we tend to enter new geography very cautiously. We first understand the structure, the processes that exist there, and of course, Sweden is a low-risk country. Then we are pending the final awarding of the ANAS project in Italy, 56 million euro. Romania, we were the first bidders for roughly 300 million, this is the share, family share, in a project to construct railways in Romania. And then the recent news, and I'm going back to the first slide here, the strengthening of our structure and of our organizational structure in particular was essential to refocus our business. And in North America, specifically California, we were the preferred bidders, but we can now say it's almost definitive because the board of directors of our client has simply to sign this contract. This is a major project, the construction of highway with 6-8 lanes. Overall value of the project $1.2 billion. We have a 40% stake there, so which means €460 million. And this is a design and build project. This type of contract fully meets the requirements I previously mentioned. That is to say, that was a tender where contracts were awarded on the basis of criteria other than the lowest price that provide for down payments. And so we pay attention also to the generation of the cash flow from these contracts. And then considering that North America is an important area, an important geography for us, another major point in this regard is that we are working in a joint venture with a partner who is a large company, OHR, that has already worked in California. And then, again, to explain these 4 billion options, the hospitals in Chile, we were the preferred bidders or the number one bidder for three hospitals in Chile, Chile overall value, 600 million. These are all EPC contracts. This is absolutely essential to highlight. We are now focusing on EPC contracts. We, as I said, favor those contracts where down payments or advance payments are provided for, and especially we favor those tenders where contracts are awarded on the basis of a criteria other than the lowest price, that is to say, where based on the skills and competencies and know-how of the bidders. Moving on to slide number 9. At the beginning of my presentation, I clearly stated that one of the distinctive features of our group has always been geographical diversification, and I also told you that we are now focusing on low-risk countries, and this is why we're strengthening our position in North America, Chile, in Northern Europe. This is why we entered Sweden, but we opened a branch in Norway as well, because we're scouting opportunities on that market too. And we have opened another branch following the same approach, because we have analyzed the tenders that are going to be organized in Argentina, so we are scouting the Argentinian market as well. So we are very aggressive in our commercial activity, but at the same time, we want to focus on low-risk countries. And then, of course, we have to consider other countries that we already mentioned in the past, like Iran and Cuba. In Iran, again, we are very determined to enter the market, though we are very cautious. Please remember that in Iran, we are supporting the Italian railway company that is acting as a general contractor for a railway line in Iran. So the Ferrovie dello Stato, the Italian railway, will act as a general contractor. We are actually supporting the Italian railways, but we are EPC contractors, of course. So we support them to prepare the project and set the value of the project. So, again, we have a clear focus on Iran, but at the same time, we proceed very cautiously there. And now, for some time now, we have been operating in Indonesia as well, where we are building a dam. We are now considering Vietnam to develop the second subway line. I'm not going back to Norway and Sweden, because I already mentioned them. Anyway, Norway, Sweden, Vietnam, Argentina, and Singapore are all areas that we are monitoring closely. Moving on to slide number 10. EBIT and EBITDA margins are in line with our strategy plan targets. As you are going to see in a minute, we focused greatly on the improvement of our margins, and as a result, we expect to be even better than our strategy plan targets as far as EBIT and EBITDA margins are concerned. The figures of the current quarter, as well as the figures of the half-year report, because I'm sure you're going to ask me this question, well, Canada has no impact in terms of margins. In other words, revenues equals cost as far as the Canadian project is concerned, and this will remain so till the completion of the negotiations. Just to summarize what I've said so far, on page 11, I have again summarized all the figures and all the information I provided you with so far. I've also made a comparison with the first year half of 2016 result, as well as the full year 2016 guidance. 1.4 billion has grown to 2.151 million. The objective is that of exceeding 3 billion, and we are confident that we'll be reaching that target. As I said, EBITDA margin and EBIT margin are perfectly in line with the strategy plan target and slightly better than actually we had factored in our strategy plan. Let's now have a look at our net debt. We confirm our target of 1.1 billion for full year 2016. What happened in Q3, we witnessed a reduction of the net working capital down to 916 million versus 1.01 billion June 2016. This is thanks to the bridge agreement that we signed in July last in Canada, as well as the improvement in the contracts that we have acquired over the period. What are our expectations as far as net working capital is concerned from now to the end of the year? Well, we expect a further improvement of the net working capital to be in line with our strategy plan targets. Where are we going to act upon? Well, we are going to, of course, rely on the advance payments of the contracts that we are going to develop, and that had no impact, of course, in the current quarter, in Q3, I mean, but will have an impact in Q4. Of course, great attention to the quality of contracts that we acquire. As for the net debt, we dropped from 1.1378, and let's move on to page 13. From 1,378 million, we are down to 1,231 million. Here again, this is certainly impacted on by the cash-ins of the disposal of A4 Holding, as well as the improvement of the cash flow generation of the underlying business by 40 million. What do we expect? We expect we'll be able to achieve the 1.1 billion target at the end of 2016. We confirm our target, and this reduction will be the result of the downward payments, so the advance payments from contracts that we were recently awarded, as well as other contracts that we'll be acquiring, as expected, so we expected more advanced payments to flow in. Anyway, we are confident about this target, and we are monitoring closely all these flows of contracts on a weekly basis. And I want us now to move on to slide number 14. On page 14, you see the actions implemented so far and what we expect to do. As I already pointed out, we favor and we focus on EPC contracts that provide for advanced payments. This is accompanied by our new approach to concessions. As I said, we have now a capital-light approach to concessions that imply a minimum stake to be acquired in the SPV, but then another important step is accounted for by the asset disposal. As you can see, in 2014, we had reached a major peak, roughly 700 million euros in terms of advance payments. So that was more or less the value. Then we shifted our focus on a different type of contracts. And here you see a substantial drop in advance payments in the following months, which inevitably impacted on the net working capital, as we repeatedly discussed in the past. Thanks to the refocusing our business, starting September 2016 onwards, we expect this curve to move upwards again to reach roughly 550 million euro level. And this is something that we expect that we'll be able to achieve in the first year of 2017. The other curve refers to concession capex that reached a peak in June 2016. Please remember that this implies the equity payment for the Gatsby Izmir Highway, and no other payments will be required. We paid the equity for the third bridge on the Bosse River, and also we paid the equity for the Chile Hospital, Felix Hospital. But starting from 2017, we expect to have roughly 60-70 million euro per year in terms of concession capex. So once the peak has been reached, we now expect the reversal of the trend and the downward movement of this curve as well. And I believe that you are now interested in understanding where we stand with our asset disposal plan. Following the board meeting that was held this afternoon, we were given a mandate to conclude negotiations on a number of major assets. That is to say, the Milan Subway Line 5, Tuscany Hospitals, and then the Chacaius Hydroelectric Plant. And then I will be drilling on the Felix Hospital in Chile. But as far as the three assets I mentioned are concerned, we have received a number of offers already, and we have analyze them, and we are now ready to make a final decision. So we are very confident we'll be able to dispose of these assets in the near future. As for the Felix Hospital, we are going to dispose of our stake in this hospital. This is a hospital that is being constructed, so it's under construction, so it's not an already operative asset, let's say. So disposing of this asset would imply a positive impact on the gross debt and a minor impact, let's say, on our net debt. As for the rest of the asset disposal plan, will be proceeding as announced. We are now focusing also on the third bridge of the Bosphorus River that is currently living through a completely different situation than in the past. So the construction of that bridge, of course, has been completed. And together with our partner, we had, shared views about this project. Now the project has been completed, so our partner has a completely different view than we have. So we don't want to be involved in the management of this asset, and this is why we are reconsidering our stake in this asset. And the developments of the project, the improvements that we experienced, both in terms of extension of the concession and on the, length of the highway stretch. We are going to have the same profitability coming from this project. The only thing is that we are going to dilute our stake in this project because, as we said, managing highways is not our core business and we don't want to get involved in it. And then another item that you find on slide 16, and I'm sure someone is going to ask questions about it, so I would like to say it right at the beginning, because otherwise we end up focusing on Canada too much. But I'm sure that there will be questions about Venezuela as well. But anyway, just to anticipate your questions, we signed a bridge agreement in July last in Canada. You have seen the impact or the consequences of this bridge agreement. We are currently negotiating with the client. We expected to complete the negotiations between October and November this year. But then in October, and I'm telling you this to make you understand the complexity of this project. In October, the locals, the Innu, who are indigenous population, stopped operations for a couple of weeks in October, as I said. That demonstration was, of course, against our client because the client has made some announcements about the way the plant will become operative, so it's nothing that involves us. But a couple of weeks delay for a project of this kind means delays for months because operations that can be carried out in September, October cannot be done during the winter. And now you know that very well because I've told this repeatedly. Perhaps you know more about the way this Musket Fall project should be developed more than I do. But anyway, this stop of operations for a couple of weeks implies, as I said, the months of delay, which in turn requires revisiting the baseline and the milestones. This is something that neither the client nor we would have liked to see. Then the client managed to solve this problem with the locals, the Innu, in a short time. But again, nevertheless, we will have to revisit the baseline, but it's not our baseline only that has to be revisited, but also that of the other subcontractors who work on the same construction site, and of course, our activity interferes with their activity. So we are now negotiating with the client to redefine the baseline, to reschedule the work plan, but unless we complete this rescheduling, we have we cannot calculate the real amount of hours worked, and therefore we cannot calculate the new value of the project. We have a dedicated task force working on this, as you know. We are in a very good relation with the client, and we are, of course, sparing no efforts to come to a solution to this problem and to complete negotiations. So the construction site is, however, operative. We are 60% work in progress now. And therefore, the client is very much satisfied. But I have to add also another point, very positive, very good news, I must say, recent good news. The central government of Canada, the federal government of Canada, has extended its guarantee on this project as a whole, not just as far as our stake is concerned, but the whole project, to cover the higher costs that are being encountered in developing this complex project. So the federal government is now ready to support the province or the provincial government to complete this project. And this is very good news for us, because in a way this is this dispels the concerns of our client. So Muscat Falls project is pursued with no profit in our books, and it will remain so until the negotiations are completed. About Venezuela, there are no novelties, no news, besides what we read in the dailies. We know that our client is now ready to start the negotiations again, and this thanks to the support and the assistance of the Italian government that is constantly working with the Venezuelan government. So negotiations have started with the client to see how we can recover our creditors, or how can we get our receivables paid, and whether the conditions are there to start operations again. As far as we are concerned, operations stopped a few months ago already in Venezuela. So now I would like to illustrate in detail the figures reported on page 18 and 19, because I believe we are all familiar with these figures. There's nothing I can add besides what I've just said, and I think that the figures and graphs are self-explanatory. Of course, if there are questions, we are here to answer your questions and provide you with all the necessary information. The only point I would like to briefly comment on is page 20. Page 20 illustrates the evolution of our net debt. So how we moved from 1,378,000,000 to 1,231,000,000, and how we expect to achieve our strategy plan target of 1.1 billion. Again, we are confident we'll be able to achieve the target. We are constantly monitoring the process, and we are absolutely confident in this regard. So I believe this is it, as far as my presentation is concerned. I think I've illustrated all the major events of the past quarter, and now we can start the Q&A session. Thank you very much for your attention, and please let's start the Q&A session.